This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 3rd September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is sunny and warm today. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem is slightly cooler, perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, a gentle breeze adds to the pleasant day. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran has warned the United States it will respond forcefully to any Israeli offensive on South Lebanon Ridge. This comes from Times of Israel, reported 4 hours ago. Also, Defense Minister Israel Katz says any Iranian attack would free the IDF from any restrictions. This statement was made earlier this hour, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, there is concern in Israel that the Iranian threat is meant to prepare for a Hezbollah attack. This report comes from Israel Hayom Hebrew, 3 hours ago. Separately, JNS reports that Defense Chief Katz vows an Iranian attack would send the regime back to Stone Age and darkness. This was reported 5 hours ago. And finally, as reported by JNS earlier, Israeli officials warn that economic troubles could push Tehran into desperate measures. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 reported that Iranian foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions on Iran threaten international law. Aaron David Miller, a geopolitical analyst, shared earlier that great powers often overestimate themselves, citing recent international tensions. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reported that Hakim Jeffries condemned antisemitism on CNN, calling out Hassan Piker by name. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, Iran's warning to the U.S. comes as tensions rise over the Ali Taher Ridge. Over a dozen Revolutionary Guard members are reportedly with Hezbollah there. This raises stakes for regional stability and potential military responses. Turning to Defense Minister Israel Katz's comments, which followed Prime Minister Netanyahu's earlier statement, Katz emphasized that any Iranian aggression would remove operational restrictions on the IDF. The implications could lead to a broader conflict if tensions escalate. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom raises concerns about Iran's threats possibly preluding a Hezbollah attack. They suggest that such actions might be coordinated to leverage Iran's regional influence. This highlights the delicate balance Israel must maintain in its strategic responses. As reported by JNS, Katz's stark warning of sending Iran back to Stone Age signals Israel's readiness to target critical infrastructure. This could deter Iran, but also escalate tensions if diplomacy doesn't prevail. Finally, JNS highlights Israel's worry that Iran's economic issues might drive it to take drastic actions. Such instability could ripple through the region, affecting both local and international actors. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Omri Kaspi has raised another $250 million for his investment fund. This shows strong investor confidence as he plans further investments in startups in Israel and the US. Separately, CTech notes that Asaf Rappaport has invested in Guardio, valuing it at $1.1 billion. The cybersecurity company has hit significant revenue milestones, underscoring the sector's growth. And finally, from Globes, Omri Kaspi's Swish Ventures has closed a $250 million fund. This brings their total assets under management to about $800 million, reflecting robust financial backing. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.